Welcome to this in-studio session on WNRN. I'm Bob Misalgo, and I'm joined in our Charlottesville studios by Olivia Ellen Lloyd, who has recently released her second album, Do It Myself. The new record, as well as her first one, Loose Cannon, is available on all major streaming services, and you can find it on her website, OliviaLloydMusic.com. Olivia grew up in a small town in West Virginia, now based in Brooklyn. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I was doing a little work on getting ready for this session, and I saw an interview in the BluegrassSituation.com. I was really taken by one comment in there, how you considered your ability to move between small towns and big cities as a superpower.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think being able to make a city into a small community is how you make city living sustainable. And being able to remember that there is a bigger world outside of your small town is how you make living in a small town bearable. So, yeah.
That's such a great comment. I want to talk more about that. But how about we hear a song?
Sure. I'm going to play one of the first songs I released off this record. It's called Every Good Man.
We're with Olivia Ellen Lloyd in studio in Charlottesville on WNRN. That is a song from her new album, Do It Myself, which you can find on all the major streaming services. And also you can visit her website, OliviaLloydMusic.com. Such a great song. Thanks for giving it to
Thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks.
So I've read a lot of reviews of your music talking about how people feel it's so authentic. And it certainly has a lot of authenticity to it. Where does it come from for you? Like, when did you get started writing these songs and What drove you to that up front?
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing songs since I was a little girl. It has always just been a way that I sort of try to understand the world around me and maybe my own internal feelings and difficulties. I struggle a little bit with the word authenticity. I think sometimes it can be used a little bit like a cudgel. But I do strive to bring as much of myself to the music as I can.
When you made the move from West Virginia to New York, do you feel like you were moving to the city or away from the small town?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think I felt like I was moving to the city. I think I wanted to try something that was exactly the opposite of where I was from.
Well, that's about as opposite as you can get.
Yes.
West Virginia to Brooklyn. Would you like to play another song for us?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to play the song You off of the new record. I can't remember how the trouble got started, and I don't think there's anything that I could say. Well, I saw you walking right across the park, and I did my best to stay out of your way. But you
Olivia Ellen Lloyd is in studio with us on WNRN. That's You from her new album, Do It Myself. And check out her website, olivialloydmusic.com. Such a great tune. I wanted to ask you something about, you know, your work as a musician. You produced two albums yourself.
Well, I had a producer, but I released them myself, yes.
I'm sorry, correct. I meant to say released two albums yourself. And so what lessons have you learned from that?
Oh, man. I've learned to trust myself, which is, I think, maybe the best lesson I could have gained from all of it. I, like many people, struggled with self-doubt a lot, and you kind of have to put that aside when you decide to release your own music.
You looked at a lot of different career paths through your life. What finally drove you to really focus on music?
I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but as a child, I was always told, if you can do anything other than being an artist, you should try it. You should do it. And I took that very seriously. I tried everything. I can't do anything else.
I've got to ask you one question about the new album, the cover art. You're sitting in a chair in a river looking very relaxed.
Very relaxed, yes.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, that's in the Antietam Creek. That's my mom's Adirondack chair, just a couple miles from where I grew up. I like to sit on a creek. That's like kind of a thing we do at home. You'll take like a plastic chair and go sit in the creek. If you don't want to tube, you know, it's like all the hassle of tubing. It's all the benefits of a tubing trip with none of the drawbacks. It's just a creek sit. And I had brought some friends on tour from the Northeast down home. And I was like, let's do a creek sit. It was July. And I looked around, it was so beautiful. And I was like, this should be my record, my album art. And just the idea of like kind of not worrying as the water slowly rises around you felt kind of an accurate depiction of the music itself.
That was a great choice. The album again is Do It Myself. Do you have time to give us another song?
Yes, I will play the title track off the record. It's called Do It Myself.
I need myself, and I'll do it myself.
I'll do it myself.
Olivia Ellen Lloyd is in studio with us live on WNRN. That is the title song from her new album, Do It Myself. You can find it and Loose Cannon on all the major streaming services. Loose Cannon is her first record. And you can find out more about Olivia at OliviaLloydMusic.com. Thanks so much for that song.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to have you in here today. And congratulations. I understand you've been announced as an Americana Fest artist.
Yes, my first official showcase at Americana Fest will be this September, and I can't wait.
Yeah, that should be fantastic. You should find a great audience there. I want to thank the WNRN staff for all the engineering and support for today's session. A special thanks to Olivia for being here. And thanks to all of you for listening. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalco.